Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
Very.
Definitely? Likely?
Yes.
Thank
you. Definitely.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral position, opinion of that individual. Robin Thicker, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Larry Hogan.
Unfavorable.
A very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Chris Chafee.
Unfamiliar.
Thank you. Okay. In the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Thicker.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Oppose.
Oppose, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. Let me go back over here. Somewhat. Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Thank you. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Thank you. Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Somewhat.
Important. Somewhat important. Thank you. Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you, we're almost done. It's a very short survey. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does not make any difference?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Robin Thicker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. We are 70% already. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Doesn't really make any difference to me.
Thank you. As the governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Larry Hogan says that he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does not make any difference to you?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much less likely.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Thicker.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A conservative libertarian.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself ever conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall, 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
60.
50 to 59?
No, 60 and older.
Oh, thank you. Me too. That's where I'm at. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You have a great night. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.